Welcome to the award-winning Justice Hour with attorney Lisa Macy. For the next hour, Lisa will focus on the law, government, and politics, and how they affect your life, your family, and the community. For more information, go to lisamacy.com. That's lisamacy.com. Now, here's your host, Lisa Macy.
Американская фирма Transceptor Technology приступила к производству компьютеров «Персональный спутник».
Another fabulous day, a little overcast and intermittent rain, but a beautiful 80 degrees in Boca Raton. Thanks for tuning in to the award-winning Justice Hour. I'm your host, attorney Lisa Macy. Power. We know that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. I moved to Florida from New Jersey, and we didn't have too many homeowners associations there. Little did I know that the inmates run the asylum in the homeowners association. You've heard the joke. Well, it's not really a joke, asking, what do you need to do to get on the board of your homeowners association? And the answer is, take a psychological test and an IQ test and fail them both. Well, today's guest is Jan Bergman, the president of Cyber Citizens for Justice. And we're going to talk about what really goes on in these homeowners associations and condominiums in Florida. To call in with your questions or comments, our phone number is 1-888-565-1470. Jan Bergman, welcome back to the Justice Hour.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me.
Jan, can you tell our listeners a little bit about your organization, Cyber Citizens for Justice?
Well, Cyber Citizens for Justice was founded in 2000 because many owners found that there was no group representing their interests. There were lots of lobbying groups for the service providers, but nothing for owners and condo owners, so we decided to do our part and we created Cyber Citizens for Justice, which has grown over the years into a pretty big statewide organization, and we are trying to improve the problem in the asylums called homeowners associations in Florida.
Right.
And we have made quite some progress because even our legislators realize that they treated homeowners and homeowners associations as the stepchildren of our society. Make no mistakes, while there are lots of tools for condo owners to deal with the problems, like a regulatory agency, the division, a Bureau of Compliance, an ombudsman, you name it, there is nothing of that kind for homeowners. And it is estimated that you have nearly double as many people living in homeowners associations here in Florida than condos. So the majority of these people have nowhere to go, nowhere to turn to, and we are, in a way, trying to supply the tool to help them and to help themselves.
And as I understand it, you have some stories to tell us about just in the last month alone of corruption in the HOAs and condos.
There are plenty of stories. I mean, you can't open the newspapers on any given day without reading some headlines about some problems in those associations. So I picked out a few which might be interesting because they directly have to do with pending legislation in Tallahassee and where the legislators are trying to stop these horror stories. Because make no mistake, these horror stories go up north, go to the people who consider moving to Florida as retirees, who are coming to Florida as snowbirds, and our economy depends very, very much on these people. Because we have in the moment 400,000 estimated empty homes and condos, and believe me, that's not good for our economy. So we need to change that. And I give you a few examples what happened so in the last 4 weeks here in Florida. And most likely the weirdest case happened in the community association and homeowners association in Orlando, where in September the developer slash president of the HOA was embezzled, was arrested for embezzling the association funds, estimated $600,000.
Wow.
Now, rumor has it that after sitting in jail for a few days, he took association funds to pay his bail. So he bailed out. Guess what?
What a joke.
Yeah, well, it is a joke. Guess what? Last month, he was arrested again for the same thing because he took money again. You know, and that can happen because in an HOA, there is no law that kind of removes him as the president of the association. In condos, he would have been gone as a president in a heartbeat in the moment when he was arrested. But condo laws, they allow it that even criminals are still running the board.
You mean, and on HOAs, there's no prohibition that if you are a felon that or you're under indictment that you have to get off the board?
While there is a pretty unenforceable provision that you can't serve as a felon, but there is no special provision that if you get arrested, you get removed from the board like that in condos.
And who's doing a search to find out if these people are even felons?
Well, mostly the people themselves.
Right.
And
I don't think that happens very often.
Yeah, it happens quite often. You would wonder how many felons...
No, that they catch them. They, you know, because the other people in the association would have to do a background check on these people to find out if they had ever been arrested, because most of them come from another state, and it's even more difficult to do a background check on someone in another state.
Right, but see, even if they find out, you know, because sometimes people get suspicious or they don't like the actions of the specific board member, so they check, and you know, today with computers, you have pretty good opportunities, but even if you know that that person is a felon, who removes him?
Right.
There's nobody there. There's no police force, regulatory agency, no nothing. So we have people serving on boards where everybody knows they're felons, but nothing can happen.
Lovely.
Because what you want to do, you go to the police. Police says, hey, that's a civil matter, not our problem. You know, that's the problem, is there are lots of laws in the book, but laws that have no teeth. You know, the best law is useless if the law hasn't any teeth. You know, but that was just, I mean, everybody laughed about that one, especially when the rumor said he paid bail to get out of jail from association funds.
Now, was that Bimini Bay or is that something different?
Yeah, Bimini Bay.
That was the Orlando case.
Yeah, that was the Orlando case, you know. And, you know, in Miami, people again suffered from the problems of condo conversions. You know, honest families invested their life savings, bought condo conversions, only to be told that, sorry, your condo is unlivable, and get their kid kicked out by evacuation orders from the city. You know,
crazy.
We have said all the time that many of these condo conversions, these so-called developers or converters, just use a little paint and little nice-looking things, you know, to make it look like nice, but actually the building is pretty useless, burned out, and has many problems. The problem is that people rely on the fact that there is a CO for these condos, and that there was an inspection by building inspectors.
Right.
But it's not worth a lot, you know, because they find out, and like in this case, they paid good money, families invested their life savings only to be told, get out, you have nowhere to live anymore.
That was Havana Palms condo in Miami?
That was Havana Palms in Miami. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But, you know, the problem is we know it since years, but very little is being done to go after these converters I would rather call scam artists, because they know what they're selling isn't worth anything.
And why were the condos unlivable?
No, there were problems with structure.
Wow.
You know, there was an old building just made look nice again.
Right.
And there were invasion of roaches, and I mean, everything you could figure, it happened.
Hmm.
You know, and one of the big issues you see permanently is that associations suffer from outrageous legal fees caused by boards who often think that the association attorney is their private bodyguard, you know, to cover up for everything they do wrong.
Yeah, at my association we had this attorney who was a real creep, and one of the women who was a homeowner in our association, I think her property was in foreclosure. She left and bought another property, and I think that was in foreclosure as well, but she still served on the board, and she worked for this crooked, creepy attorney. Do you remember who it was? I think I told you his name a while back, but I can't think of it right now.
But it was someone
who does a lot of condo HOAs in the area.
Right, but I hear a lot of these names daily, believe me.
Right.
And I hear daily 30, 40 cases from somebody who has some complaints. You know, it's getting out of hand. And, you know, instead of getting better, it's getting worse. It's sometimes not even funny anymore, even if the story sounds funny.
Now, slap suits, strategic litigation against public participation. Does that happen with the condos and HOAs?
A lot, and it goes more and more and more, because board members think that the owners are not entitled to criticize their actions. You know, we have board members, they violate the Florida statutes left and right, the condo or HOA rules left and right and everything. And if an owner dares to speak up or even create a website saying, you know, this is the owner's website and, you know, we just want to make public the problems we have in our association, they sue them for libel and slander.
Mm.
Using association money, because make no mistake, you as an attorney know how difficult it is to get a conviction in these cases, and
for misappropriation
they just want to shut up the people. You know, we had a case once in the condominium in Broward County in Fort Lauderdale, where the board sued an owner. The owner spent nearly $10,000 to defend the case. The association withdrew 3 days before the trial was supposed to start. And then the board president got up at the next board meeting and said, look, this is what happens if you don't shut up. Look at this guy. You know, he spent more than $10,000 of his own money to defend him, and he's out of the money. So beware in the future.
Was that Fiddler's Creek? No, that was
in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, that's a different one. Okay.
That's a different one. That's longer, but it just shows how brazen these board members are.
Oh, absolutely. Right.
You know,
they don't care. You know, they think that it's not their money, but they live there too. You would think that they would care about the association money, but they don't. They're like government workers. You know, when the government workers have to go and spend government money. It's just like OPM, doesn't matter.
Yeah,
or government officials, for that matter.
In Fiddler's Creek, you know, the board members are suing an owner who dared to put comments on the blog they didn't like. They were not even outrageous or something like that, or personally insulting. They were just, he blogged things about issues he didn't like and where he felt the board made mistakes in a very good tone, and he still got sued.
Yeah.
You know, in Margate...
It's not America here in Florida with these homeowners associations. You wouldn't think you're in the United States of America. When they talk about Cuba and these other countries, well... I guess they've never lived in a homeowners association.
Right. Well, you know, we always laugh about banana republics and so on, right? You know, some of our homeowners associations are a hell of worse than the banana republics. I mean, make no mistake. I mean, it is absolutely ridiculous what happens there, you know. See, in Margate, homeowners in an association are in the moment recalling a board. You know, they put signs up, stop spending our money on legal fees. You know, it's just ridiculous what happens there. And, you know, now even cities like the city of Oviedo got in a tiff with the developer because they got so many complaints from homeowners that the developer just didn't care or didn't answer to their complaints, that even the city commissioners in the end were sick and tired listening to it and went after the developer. But that is only because there is no regulatory agency. There is no place people can turn to. So they go to places like the city, which is normally not set up with, to deal with these kind of things.
Oviedo, that's the home of the great Jim Greer.
Yes.
They're going to erect a monument for him there.
Yeah, but he did that thing when dealing with homeowners associations.
But. We're listening to the Justice Hour on 1470 AM WWNN. I'm your host, Lisa Macy, with today's guest, Jan Bergerman from Cyber Citizens for Justice. And we're talking about condominium and homeowner associations and the horror stories that go with them. Our phone lines are open. If you have a question or comment, you can give us a call at 1-888-565-1470. Now, John, did you want to make any comments to what, further comments to what Nick was saying?
I just want to make the comments. You know, Nick said, you know, oh, you can go to court. That's what courts are for. You know, many families can't afford to go to court because you as an attorney know how costly it is.
Absolutely.
To court.
And if you think you're going to go to court and get justice, you're thinking, you're not thinking right.
Especially if you litigate against deep pockets because, don't forget, the association attorney has unlimited funds, and that is what they're playing with. You know, many of the cases are decided because they bleed the homeowners financially dry,
right,
and it doesn't even go to court, you know, and that is no justice. I'm sorry, you know, if you only have justice, if you have the money, you know, in what country are we living then?
Right. How about bad lawyers? We were talking about them. Can you name a few?
They don't like me anyway, but see, the problem is that many of the big law firms are actually the ones lobbying against reforms in Tallahassee. You know, they're actually our opponents when we try to create bills that would really improve the situation because, make no mistake, for example, a regulatory agency or good, readable laws would reduce their billing hours, and
right,
that is the last they want. And that is why you have some statutes written there. You can interpret any which way you want, and even in litigation, there is no real solution in the end because the wording is so bad that you can make out of it whatever you want. And that is, in my opinion personally, the reason why these laws are so badly written, because it creates these billing hours. And we're trying to change it, and we have some good bills running in Tallahassee this year, which hopefully will pass, and we think we have a pretty good chance.
Well, we're going to talk about those laws in a minute, definitely, the laws that are pending. And, you know, Nick had mentioned the management companies, and I think I told you about the management company that I had, that we had for my homeowners association. They finally got rid of them. I think it was Beacon. Whatever happened to that guy? The owner was arrested and charged with rape. Do you remember that? And for the longest time, he was in charge with rape, and he's still the in charge of my homeowners association. Do you know what happened to that case? Did he ever go to trial?
He got convicted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good.
Last I heard, he is in jail.
That's good.
Deservedly so.
Yes.
and but, you know, see, here's the issue we have with the DBPR, which is one doing the CAM licensing.
Right.
you know, they don't really put their foot down. You know, we have many, many cases where bad cams still have licenses.
Yeah, that's community association management license that people get from the state of Florida. It's a license required to run a management company.
Right, and you know, they need to weed out the bad apples, but, you know, on the other hand, what many board members don't understand, and I think that is a lack of education on this issue, the board is the boss. The management company is just the employee.
Right.
And if you complain against the management company, they will say, not us, you know, we got orders from the board. I always call it the Nuremberg defense.
Right.
You know, they all said, hey, we took orders from Adolf, but they hung them anyway.
Right.
You know, but here in Florida, you get away with this defense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and boards have to realize that if management companies make mistakes, the boards are in the ones who get blamed for it. Make no mistakes, despite them being professionals or so-called professionals.
Right.
You know, but in the end, if it push comes to shove, the board members will take the blame, and there's no doubt about it.
How about CAM company, the management company is stealing money? Is that, I'm sure that's happened before.
Happens a lot, and that is, for example, one of the reasons why we, in the bill which is running in Tallahassee, require each association to bond or insure all the people dealing with money, including the management companies, because what we see is that in the end, the money is gone,
right.
It's not being replaced, and the owners have to pay the money which they can ill afford in the first place. You know, we're not talking here small potatoes. We have hundreds of thousands of dollars. Millions of dollars.
Millions, yeah.
We had a case, $1.6 million from a condo community.
Wow.
Where, the, you know, when you were 75, you were the young chicken on the block. You know, and you know, these old folks really can't afford to take such a hit, you
right.
know. That brought a lot of these people in deep financial doo-doo. And that is what we need to do to protect them, because who wants to move into a state where the headline says, oh, you know, you have to pay the TV bill for your neighbor who stopped paying, and you have to pay for the money somebody embezzled from your association funds. That's not good to advertising. Sorry.
Well, I look at some of the notes that you wrote. So you said there's Senate Bill 580, House Bill 7119 that's sponsored by Senator Hayes and Representative LaRosa, and to make it a requirement for homeowners associations to register with the state of Florida. So you could have a homeowners association, and they don't have to register with the state of Florida now?
In the moment, the state of Florida doesn't even know how many homeowners
associations
we have in the state. They don't know how many homes are located within these homeowners associations. They have nothing.
Crazy.
And that is one of the reasons why, you know, the law firms still succeeded to avoid regulations of homeowners association, because they always say, yeah, but how can we regulate something we don't even know how many and where? Which is a point, but, you know, 10 years ago, I testified in front of a House committee where Jeff Kottkamp was the chair, and I said, look, you know, before we even continue talking, shouldn't we find out how many homeowners associations and how many homes are located in these associations before we even continue talking about new laws?
Are you aware that the state of Florida doesn't even know what land they own?
No, I know that.
That came out. I remember reading about that about a couple years ago, and they said, well, they never kept a record, so they don't know what they own.
Well, they have plenty of empty spaces in Gainesville, but in Tallahassee, they rent at expensive and exorbitant prices property from and buildings from private investors.
Right.
But in Gainesville, it all sits empty, you know. Mm. So relocate one of these agencies to Gainesville, and you save all the rent in Tallahassee, and you have to pay for the maintenance of these buildings, these empty buildings in Gainesville anyway.
Right.
We suggested that, but, you know, who wants to listen to some stupid citizens?
Now, another law that you're trying to get passed is to make the homeowners association laws mirror the condo laws. Tell us about that.
Well, that is just common sense.
Right.
Because make no mistake, you know, even specialized attorneys fall for the old deal. You know, they talk with a condo board member and explain to him how to handle, for example, an election, right? Okay, so 5 minutes later, here comes the next one, and, hey, I'm Max, and I'm from this and this homeowners association, and we need to run an election. You know, how do we do that? And the attorney thinks, oh, I just explained that to the other guy, right? So explains it. Then he realizes, oh, Pip, didn't you say homeowners association? Oh, no, sorry. Runs totally different. Sometimes they don't realize the mistake. And, you know, an election, it doesn't matter how the building looks. You know, an election should be an election. I mean, we are here in Florida anyway, famous or infamous for not being able to run proper elections. You know, but what we see in the general elections is real great compared to the elections in homeowners associations, where you have more or less no rules, and if I'm a sitting board member and I want to stay in power, I would know how to play the system to be elected again, you know, and that is a problem. We need the laws to mirror each other, you know, so the same with camps. They think this is right because they just did it the day before in the condo. Now they're in the homeowners association, do the same thing, and oops, they violated the laws because the laws are different. Doesn't make sense, you know. We had, see, you know the old saying, KISS, you know, keep it simple, stupid.
Right.
So if you have homeowners and condo owners who have no basic education on these issues, deal with these things, and you know some of them are tasked with $1 million budgets. You know, some
right.
of them don't even know how many zeros go in the million.
Who do you have sponsoring that bill?
The bill, both bills are sponsored by Senator Alan Hayes and by Representative Michael Rosa.
Okay. And kickbacks.
That's all of the bill which kind of tries to mirror each other, you know, the
okay.
deal in Tallahassee. In the end, it has to be one, and that will be the one that decides.
What do you think the chances are that these are going to get passed this time? Are you getting support?
I mean, well, we have very strong and dedicated sponsors. They really try their best, but, you know, predicting Tallahassee is like predicting the lottery numbers. And so...
Right,
yes,
you never know what lobby is going to come in and push
right,
against it, and that's
so,
it. It's a done deal.
Right. So, you know, sometimes things are sure to die, and suddenly they live and pass, and some other bills you think, wow... Just common sense, they pass, and they pass the first committee hearings with flying colors, and suddenly you never hear from them again because the chair of one committee refuses to put it on the agenda. You know, people always think, oh, there are 40 senators and 100 representatives deciding the outcome of bills.
Right, but that's not really
well,
what happens.
That is not what happens. You know, you have a few people who make the decisions, and most others are just allowed to warm the benches, you know, and that's just it. And
well, you know, people are out there and listening. What can they do? Who they could write to their representative and tell them to support these bills?
Yes, and I mean, we have a specific website, which is easy to remember. It's HOAreforms.net, and there you...
What is it, HOA Reform?
HOAreforms.net.
Is it reform or reforms plural?
Let me see.
Okay.
Now you ask me a difficult question.
Your regular website for your group is ccfj.net.
.net, yes.
Cyber
correct.
Citizens for Justice, the initials ccfj.net.
Right. And you know, the issue is that it is HOAreformBill.net.
Oh, reform bill. Great.
Okay, and that's easy to find. You find it as well when you go to Google or so, you know, it's everywhere. It's a website specifically created for reform bills. And
so if you're out there listening and you live in a homeowners association or you don't live in a homeowners association and you have a mother, a father, a child, a friend who lives in a homeowners association, take some action. Go to the website, write to your senator, state senator, write to your state representative, and tell them you want some action on this. If they hear from enough people, they will do something about it. They will be on alert.
Right.
And they'll take action.
Actually, the Senate bill, 580, is just as we talk, is in committee hearing in the Senate. And the House bill will be at 2:30 at the House committee as well. And we hope it will pass. We don't see any problems forthcoming. But you, as I said, you never know. But
because let's face it, your home, a lot of people, that's the biggest investment they make in their life. No one wants to lose your home, their home. But you go in, you purchase the home, and little do you know, or you find out that you don't really own it, because one lawsuit, you could lose your home over it with this homeowners association.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I know a few people who lost their homes, not by their own fault, but because they were forced to pay special assessments,
right,
caused by litigation, you know, where the association lost and everybody had to pay, and they got bills to be paid within 4 weeks of $8,000-$10,000, which they didn't have. You don't have the money to pay. They lean on your home. They foreclose on your home.
Then it's the interest and attorney's fees will kill you.
Yeah,
if you can't pay the fee.
The one case about the pickup truck in the driveway, the litigation cost was $500,000.
Right.
You know, and if you only have 110 homeowners, you know, you don't need to be Einstein to figure out how much your share is.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
know, because make no mistake, if the association initiates a lawsuit, there is no insurance or anything that pays the bill in the end.
Mm.
The owners will pay the bill. There is nobody else. See, that is what many people don't understand. Even some board members don't understand. They say, oh, yeah, well, it's paid for by the association. But guess what? Who is the association? Who are the people paying the bills of the association? The owners and the board members.
But one of the things, this new legislation that I like, it disallows kickbacks. And it's unbelievable to think now with homeowners associations that it's not illegal for a board member to get a kickback.
There's no rule against it. And you know, we in Florida, believe me, it happens a lot. You know?
Oh, yeah. In my association, the kickbacks are rampant. We had this one couple. They owned a pest control company, and then they got involved not only with our association, then they got involved with the West Boca Community Council, and pretty soon their pest control company grew tenfold, and then they were just getting business all over. And then they had another relative, I think it was a first cousin, who also had some sort of pest control company. And then they started getting all the boards to fund them, and there were kickbacks. And then they were doing, pretty soon what we found out was all the building was being done by the relatives of these two bug people, the pest control people, and everything was being done. They were like a brother, a sister, a cousin of theirs, and they were on the board.
Right.
The one guy was the president of the board for the longest time, and he made sure that all of his relatives were getting funding from my dues.
Right. And you know,
and his own company, too.
Right. Yeah, don't forget, you know, the TV and Internet companies with the bulk contracts. You know, that's a favorite for some boards, you know, to sign these contracts, because these companies pay really well, believe me.
Right. And then the election of the board owners. I'll tell you what goes on with my homeowner association. They say, well, no one showed up for the meeting. We couldn't get a quorum, so the board just stays on.
Well, you know, if that's true, it's fine. But we had a case in Winter where the whole clubhouse was filled with people who wanted to participate in the election, and the sitting board and their attorney knew that they were on the chopping block. So the attorney got up and he said, well, we counted, we don't have a quorum, meeting closed, and they quickly went home.
A joke.
So, case was packed.
What a joke.
So here comes, what can we do about it? You litigate more or less against your own money.
Right.
You know, that is one thing people just don't understand. You know, any lawsuit in a community, people litigate against themselves.
Right.
You know, and it's
like Nick was saying, you get these stupid people on the board, and they can't understand the simplest of concepts. But all of a sudden now, they get on the board, and they have some power, and, you know, maybe they didn't graduate from high school, and maybe they graduated from college, but they still are stupid. And they're there. And they've never run a business. They have no concept of how to run a business or financial accounting, but they're in charge, and they've suddenly got some power in their life for the first time, and they're going to assert it.
Yeah, but on the other hand, you have to see as well, there is a lack of education. I had a case, there were three elderly ladies, so the youngest was 78, they were on the board of a condominium. Condominium needed a new roof. They got three bids, for about $1.4 million, so we're not talking tiny roof here.
Right.
You know, and they got these bids, you know, how bids look, you know, like books.
Right.
You know, so the one lady called me and said, what do we do now? We can't read that. You know, we don't know how to do that. How do we decide? And the manager said, well, we should take this company. They're good. I said, okay, give me the thing. So I looked, guess what? The roofing company he suggested was related to the management company
of course.
He worked for.
Right.
You know, come on, give me a break. You know, that is just ridiculous,
mm-hmm.
You know. And it's easy always to blame.
There's no disclosures required from, as far as I know, from the homeowners association or the board members if they're affiliated with these companies that they're recommending or they're hiring. Is that correct?
Yes. In the moment, that is not, but that is as well part of our bill that we require disclosure if any one of the board members or so on is in any way related to one of the companies that do bids.
Joe's telling me we have about 2 minutes left, so I want you to make some closing comments on condominiums and homeowners in Florida. I mean, I always tell people if they're moving to Florida, do not go into a homeowners association.
Well,
certainly the way the legislation stands now. Hopefully there'll be
right,
a change to that.
We need to reform the legislation. And you see, you have a hard time finding a newer home or condo that is not within the mandatory association.
Absolutely right.
You know, everything built now is in an association, and so you don't really have a choice. You know, when you always hear, yeah, if you don't like it, don't move in there. So what do you want to do, sleep under the bridge?
Right. And you moved to Florida, and you started this group because you were disgusted with what you saw.
Yeah, well, I got cheated by a developer, and I hate to be cheated. You know, that really gets me going, you know, and that was so outrageous. Until I realized that I bought my own money, you know, that's it.
Right.
So well, we need to do something for the reputation of Florida.
Thanks so much, and I want to give everyone the websites again to go to Cyber Citizens for Justice. It's www.ccfj.net. And to find out more about the bill, contact your state legislator, your state senator, representative, and the website to get more information on the bill is HOAreformBill.net. All right, thank you again, Jan, and
yes,
look forward to speaking
me.
To you again and hope your legislation gets passed. And I've got some personal incentive for that, too, so that I could get my homeowners association straightened out. Thanks to WWNN, to Joe, for great work on the board. And thank you for listening. Call me for information on advertising and sponsorship opportunities. My number is 561-361-8528. Go to the Justice Hour website. It's my name, Lisa Macy, LISAMACCI.com. Sign up for the weekly newsletter with information on upcoming guests and some great events. Email me and let me know you're listening. It's Lisa@LisaMacy.com. Find me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. I'll be back next Tuesday from 1 to 2. Not sure who my guest is going to be, but it'll be someone great. God bless you and your family. And remember to keep listening to the one and only Justice Hour, because if you don't know your rights, you just don't have any rights.